The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, January 20th, 1980 at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Well, hello again, friends. Welcome back. This is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America's special weekly show featuring traditional and popular African music. I'm Rita Rochelle, your hostess, and so glad you're joining me today. I always look forward to being with you each week, playing all this good music that my colleague Leo Sarkisian has ready for us. And how about a little High Life music as the opening for our show today? High Life by Fonseca.
Ayo, baby, na samato. Ayo, baby, na samato. I guess I'm jolly, baby, na sa. Baby, na samato. Ayo, baby, na samato. Ayo, baby, na samato. I guess I'm jolly, baby, na sa. Adisa, 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 Sekuna Moto Do. Oh, Faya Adisa, Adisa, Adisa.
The Fonseca Group with High Life music to get our show underway, and from the sound of things, it sounds like they were really having a good time. We'll have some more nice pop music a little later on from both East and West Africa, but right now, I'll take just a moment to let you know how much Leo and I really appreciate the lovely Christmas cards and New Year greetings we're still receiving. We thank you for the warm personal regards. Here's a nice surprise. It's the music man himself.
Hi, Rita. And hello to you, our Music Time in Africa friends. Although Rita has thanked you all on behalf of both of us, I'd like to say thank you again and remind you that we've also received many photos and colorful postcards in the letters you've sent. Rita has mentioned a number of times that we do get to read every letter and finally do manage to answer everyone. But it's also possible that sometimes we fail to mention receiving your personal picture, as some call them postures.
And we have them prominently displayed here in our office. And some very handsome photos, too, I must say.
That's right. So be assured, friends, that if we got your letter, we also received the enclosures.
How about music now?
Okay. First, I'm going to play a short example of the music I have here. Then we'll discuss it.
Favorite. I love xylophones. We're going to feature music from Mozambique, and what a beautiful sound.
It certainly is a beautiful sound. That was a Tumbila orchestra, a special group of really great musicians of the Chobe people in Mozambique. I'd like to begin talking about this music, Rita, by first explaining that xylophones are called Tumbila by the Chobe, and that the Chobe have been famous for their music for centuries, from ancient times. They play large orchestras of wooden xylophones, and their orchestral dances, called ngodo, are one of the most advanced examples of African artistic endeavor in the southern part of the continent. And for the benefit of listeners in other parts of Africa, and for our fans in other parts of the world, you can add some background, Rita, because I know that you've done research and some studies on this area.
Well, principally, Leo, the home country of the Chopi is a small triangular piece of lake country just east of the mouth of the Limpopo River in the district of Zavala in Mozambique. And as you've already said, the Chopi musicians have been known for their large Tumbila orchestras for many years. In the past, orchestras were to be found in every large village, and all the important chiefs had their own ngodo of orchestra and dancers. Ngodo, sometimes pronounced igodo, Ngodo, or Mugodo, means the whole show, which includes both the dancers and the players of the Tumbila and their performance. As you know, the instruments and the songs and dances reflect great credit upon the abilities of the Chopi. When one remembers that not a note of their music has ever been written down, nor the words of their poetry written or translated, it's remarkable, Leo, to find that they composed new Ngodo with almost unfailing regularity every 2 years or so. And again, the remarkable thing about this is that each movement is distinctive and separate and may last from a minute only up to 5 or 6 minutes each. The whole performance takes, as a rule, about 45 minutes, depending on the routine of the dancers and the mood of the moment.
Not only remarkable, but you gave a very nice description too, Rita.
That's a compliment coming from you, music man. I'll play another piece of Ngodo music right now, and then I'd like to have you explain how a Chopi composer sets about composing a new orchestral dance. This is just an excerpt from an Ngodo.
Thank you. na kwa tu ene wa mkoma. Wawe ya mwani na kwa tu ene wa mkoma. Anda tani sati tati ati. Nengala ni mkoma na kwa tu ene wa umile. Wana nisi na paipa.
I can just imagine a whole regiment of dancers swirling up the dust to those rhythms. And Leo, you better sit still. You know you can't move around in front of the microphone. That's better. Now, about the music.
Well, Rita, a description of how a Chopi composer sets about composing a new orchestral dance will show how musically advanced Chopi musicians have been.
All right, Leo, but now, what's the first thing that a composer would actually do?
He sets about finding appropriate words for his songs and begins composing verses of the lyric. All this is done before inventing the music. In every case, the subject matter of the poetry, whether it be gay, sad, or documentary, would be highly topical and appropriate to the locality.
Leo, what do you mean by highly topical and appropriate?
Well, you would have to be really in touch with the villages and the district in order to be able to understand the meaning of the words of the songs. Song poems were often highly critical of those in authority, and to a degree, it may be said, that the poems reflected the attitude of the common people towards the conditions of their society. Good humor was always a feature in the songs, as well as sly digs at people who neglected their duties in the community, and protests against social injustices. All these were in the songs of the composers, and this is where African music performed a highly important social function. Because in the old days, in the past, there was no daily press, publications, radio, or television like we have today. So the only stage to publicly express feelings and protest was the village courtyard.
Okay, Leo. After the composer has the verses for his songs, what's next?
The composer then must find the melody. He sits at his instrument, the tambila xylophone, and his right hand, holding a rubber-headed stick, expertly wanders over the keys, picking out a new melody. After a while, when his right hand becomes accustomed to the new tune, his left hand begins to fill in the harmonies, or contramelody. As he sings the words over to himself, the musical accompaniment begins to take form under his hands. And now, the wonderful part of this is that the composer develops the main musical theme. The other musicians in the orchestra begin improvising their own parts on the various pitched tambilas. All the players conform to the pattern set by the composer, who puts on the final touch by composing an introduction.
That's exciting, Leo.
Well, sometimes the introduction can become quite complicated, and sometimes very simple, just a few notes by the leader. Here's a good example of a short intro. And now in comparison, here the leader plays a rather intricate series of musical phrases before the full orchestral opening. Here's an excerpt from an entire performance titled Ngodo Zavala.
Sound of beautiful xylophone music of the Chopi people in Mozambique. Hope you've enjoyed the recordings, friends. And for those of you who might have just tuned in, I'll take a moment to say welcome to Music Time in Africa, and to say that we're featuring traditional music of Mozambique. Today, my colleague, the music man Leo Sarkisian, is here also, sharing some of his knowledge with us. We've learned how a composer goes about composing an ngodo, which means a whole musical show, including the music played on timbila xylophones, the singing of the verses, and now something about the dancing that takes place during the approximately 45 minutes performance of an ngodo. Leo, would you like to fill us in on that?
All right. Now, once the words and the music have been completed, the dance is yet to be composed and fitted to the music. The composer of the ngodo calls one or two of his friends to help him play his new work to the dance leader. Listening very carefully to the new tune, the dance leader invents in his mind the dance routine, and with a definite plan of action, is ready to try out his new steps. He calls upon the composer to repeat a number of times basic musical phrases for each part of the dance. This system of cooperation somehow works marvelously, without the writing of a word or note on paper. And between them all, the entire performance of the ngodo takes shape.
Thank you, Mr. Music Man, for all that nice xylophone music from Mozambique. The xylophone is one of my favorite instruments out of Africa, and I'm expecting you to join me again, Leo. It's nice having you around. I have music by the Tanzania Luo Band next, but first I must say hello and thanks for letters to some of our wonderful fans. Hello to Corti Broplay, Kato Jala, George Moore, David Sando, and Dan Ojukwu, all in Monrovia, Liberia. Thank you, friends, for your letters and cards. And from Tanzania in East Africa, got nice letters from Abubakar Olui and Emmanuel Ntiahela. Hello to our friend Oju Celsius of Juba, Sudan, and David Ansumana of Bo, Sierra Leone. We're sending out greetings and thank yous to Sam Mode, Fred Owusu, Richard Anaman, and Sam Apiakumi of Ghana. Thank you, gentlemen, for writing to me. And we have so many friends in Kano, Nigeria. We're sorry we don't have time for all. Anyhow, our best greetings from Leo and me to Pius Oklo, Abdul and Garba Tarauni, Garba Sanusi, and Ayuba Kwakia. Right now, it's music by the Luo Band of Tanzania with a song called Makingi.
Kogita, ambala wulu mino miti, swani thumagone ora, makingi makamino diambo. Yosikora makogita, ambala wulu mino miti, swani thumagone ora, makingi makamino diambo. Yomoa, makingi makamino diambo, parika nyoka na donje, kwana lexi makingi yangu ime. Ora yandi yomoa, makingi makamino diambo, parika nyoka na donje, kwana lexi makingi yangu ime. Chula yandi yomoa, ambala yo soti ngotume, utie no gor makatito paro da chote ne wanene mor. Chula yandi yomoa, ambala yo soti ngotume, utie no gor makatito paro da chote ne wanene mor.
That's enough to make you want to get up and dance. That Luo band sure has some nice guitar players. And if our listeners in West Africa enjoyed that group, well, I'm sure our listening friends in East Africa will get up and dance to this music from West Africa. The song is called Bami Bami, and it's by Cameroon's Kim Ayo and the K-System.
Thank you. Africa, Africa, Bina Juna. Jungo Yaka.
Now I'm sure you understand why that's one of my favorite groups. They call themselves Kim.io and the K-System, and it's music from Cameroon, and certainly a good way to wind up our Music Time in Africa program for today. I hope you'll be with me again next week at this same time. I'm Rita Rochelle, and I'd like to hear from you. If you like the music my colleague Leo and I bring to you each week, feel free to write to us. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. We'd love to get a letter from you, and we promise that we'll write back. The address again is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. And if you stay tuned in now on these same frequencies and meter bands, you'll have the latest news as the African service continues. We wish you all the very best, friends. Keep cool, and have a very nice week.